welcome to another week of Sweet Sports Talk with your host, Brian Sweet. This week, we'll be talking about how the NHL is coming back this year, the temporary division alignment, and how they're going to play while staying in a regional zone, my college football playoff predictions, how I think an 8-team format and a 16-team format should look like. The NBA is off to a great start, and find out who broke a big NBA record this past Sunday. Let's start off on how the NHL is doing regional zones this year for play. The NHL will resume on January 13th when the next season starts. They are skipping preseason due to COVID fears that teams will get it during that period of preseason and going straight into the regular season. They will have training camp to start off the season, but that's after they pass the COVID protocols stages like they did when trying to come back last season. The only issue is, right now, is how do you get to Canada? They're still under lockdown from the United States, so that way COVID doesn't re-enter their country. The NHL found a way around that by making the divisions temporary for this year. For example, the Northern Division will be all the Canadian teams. Out on the West Coast, you have the Pacific Division. Then you have the Midwest Division with all the Midwestern hockey teams. You have the Central Division, which is basically right down the middle of the United States, except for a few teams that are playing in the Metropolitan Division, which is on the Eastern Coast. That's how the NHL is doing divisions this year to get around Canada's lockdown of their country and have the teams are playing within a certain region of the United States. The next question fans have, will there be any non-conference games this year? Well, the answer is no, and I'll tell you how they're going to do games this season. They're going to play within their division round-robin style. For example, for 4 days, the Stars would take on the Detroit Red Wings at Little Caesars Arena. Then they would travel for a day back to Dallas. Then they would spend the day at a hotel. Both teams would. They would get COVID tested. And the next day, they would play at the American Airlines Center again. After playing twice, they will move on to the next team, whether they come to Dallas or they have to travel out to that team in the conference. And at the end of the 56-game season, they will take the top four teams per conference and seed them in a playoff bracket, and that's how they're going to do the NHL season this year. Just a note, this is only for this year. When everyone is basically vaccinated by next October, they will go back to the normal way of doing hockey, which starts in October and ends in late June. Now, I don't know what's going to happen if they have to postpone a game and move it due to COVID testing, or if the U.S. goes back into a true lockdown after this new COVID strain came over from Europe. We don't know yet, but we'll see what happens. I'm interested to see how this round-robin thing plays out, because if it's popular with fans and everything, we could, you know, group realign the divisions based on the Seattle Kraken coming in next year, and we could do a round-robin thing like they're doing for the shortened season and make it permanent. I mean, it would be kind of cool to see the round robin used in the NHL like it is in the FIFA tournament and the Olympics for soccer. Let's now move to college football and talk about the college football playoff predictions and what I think the new playoff format should be, whether that's an 8-team or a 16-team format. To start off, I know you're all bummed that Coastal Carolina or Texas A&M didn't make the top four, and it's the usual top four of Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. I'll make this short and sweet, but Alabama is probably going to win the whole darn thing once again this year. They're too well-rounded with Mac Jones and Devontae Smith and Najee Harris on the offensive side of the ball. And then you got the best corner in college football in Patrick Surtain. And Alabama basically just runs up the score on everyone they play against. It's starting to get to a point where you wonder if they should be in the NFL instead of the SEC conference. But what I'm really here to discuss about college football is, should they expand to an 8-team playoff or a 16-team playoff? Here is my playoff format for each scenario. For the 8-team playoff format, we would have the winners of the Power 5 conferences and three wildcard teams. Those three wildcard teams would be selected by the College Football Playoff Committee and seeded based on their record with the other five teams. For the 16-team format, we would have the top two teams from each Power 5 conference and six wildcard teams selected by the College Football Playoff Committee. Either scenario just stated would be a perfect ideal to expand the playoffs, so that way we don't have the same four teams being in it every single year, and there could be a chance that a non-Power 5 team, such as Coastal Carolina, come in and possibly win the national championship. It's something the NCAA needs to consider for football before people start losing interest in watching college football in December and January. Let's move on to the NBA, where they're off to a great start with no COVID cases, but the players are a little rusty due to not having that full 6-7 game preseason, and some teams that are usually on the bottom of the conference or at the top. More than likely, that will change when the playoff teams from last year start to clicking on all cylinders. You'll see the playoff teams move up into the top eight like it was last year. But I'm just happy that we have no COVID cases so far in the NBA. There were a couple of Houston Rockets that had inconclusive tests at the start of the season, but after further testing down the road a couple days later, it turns out that those were faulty tests and that they were actually negative. So technically there have been no COVID cases so far in the NBA. And I would like to congratulate the Dallas Mavericks on breaking one of the biggest records in NBA history, and that is the largest halftime deficit in NBA history at halftime. They had the lead by 50 at halftime against the Clippers this past Sunday, which broke the record. Before the end of this podcast, I would like to end on breaking news that could possibly happen in the next 3 weeks in the NCAA regarding conference realignment. The Western Athletic Conference, aka the WAC Conference, is expected to announce that Abilene Christian, Lamar, Sam Houston State, and Stephen F. Austin will be transferring from the Southland Conference to the WAC Conference starting next fall, along with Southern Utah from the Big Sky and possibly West Texas A&M from the Lone Star Conference of Division II. One of the main reasons this conference realignment is happening is the Western Athletic Conference wants to bring back in-conference football. The teams that would play football in the WAC Conference would be Abilene Christian, Stephen F. Austin, Lamar, Abilene Christian, Sam Houston State, Southern Utah, New Mexico State, Tarleton State, and Dixie State would form the football teams for the conference. Now, the main issue of restarting football is, if you want to start out in the FCS division, which they're trying to do right now, is for the auto bid into the FCS football playoff tournament, you have to have six teams eligible. Well, right now, two of those teams are going through a transition period into Division I, which Abilene Christian had to go through, and really, they didn't, because the student's GPA at the end of the semester was usually above 3.4. That transition period takes over 4 years to go through, and right now, Dixie State and Tarleton State are applying for academic appeals to allow them to skip the transition period to allow the WAC conference to start FCS football next fall. Now, if those waivers fail, then the teams would have to go FCS independent for a certain number of years until they pass the academic probation period and are allowed to qualify for the postseason at the end of the fall for the FCS playoffs. But that seems to be the main plan why they're transferring to the WAC conference. The last reason why those teams are transferring to the WAC conference are the Southland teams are not putting enough money into their athletic program, unlike Stephen F. Austin, Sam Houston State, ACU, and Lamar. If you look at those four schools compared to the other facilities in the Southland Conference, those four schools have state-of-the-art facilities compared to the other ones. For example, right now Houston Baptist plays football across from a CVS, which I guess if someone gets injured, they can fill the prescription on the way to the ER for pain medications. And if you looked at Incarnate Words basketball gym. It looks like a church gym that they're playing in. I'm not going to knock them for their religion, because Abilene Christian is religion, and I went to that school. But their gym looks like a gym you would find at a church. I'm not going to put down the Louisiana schools, because recently, the last two or three hurricanes that have gone to Louisiana have basically wiped out and destroyed some of their athletic buildings, and it looks like it could take years or possibly months to get those repaired and back to the way they were, but they still weren't putting enough money compared to the four teams transferring due to their facilities. That's it for this week's Sweet Sports Talk. Join us next week when we talk about who will take home the crown in college football and other subjects in sports.